And now, entering the ring, Jason Hughes, Dustin Dougie Campbell, and Jason Papaw White, the Triple Threat, here on the Strong Booking Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome to Strong Booking Podcast. We're back for another episode. We got a special episode this week. It's a Royal Rumble pre-show, plus we'll be going on live again for the Royal Rumble. So we got a big night ahead of us. Sorry for the late start. We were just trying to get some things underlined here. We had a little TV problem. Got that fixed, so we're good now. I just want to give a shout-out to our sponsor for this episode and our next episode, Elite Heating and Cooling. Go to these guys for any of your HVAC needs. You know, they do great work. They help us down here at the restaurant a lot, you know, with refrigeration and things like that. So if you need their help, just give them a call at
606-886-3535. Be elite.
Now, another thing I want to touch on, you know, we had a little tragedy today. It's not really wrestling-based, but it's sports, you know, sports entertainment, sports world. You know, we had a legend pass away today, Kobe Bryant. So I just want to take a moment of silence for him, if you guys want to. So, all right, guys, let's get this show started here. We're going to go to Jason, let him give some information out for BCW, and I'll give it over to him.
First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. First thing I want to start off with is I was approached last night. Ken Cantrell messaged me on Facebook and let me know, and I saw it the other day, BCW is going to have another event next week, or February 8th, bell times at 7:30 down at the Paintsville Rec Center. The one match that I know of that's been confirmed is Adam Newsom is going to be taking on Ross Bray for the BCW Heavyweight Championship. And me and Jason were able to attend a couple weeks ago and see a good show down there. Had a good crowd, you know, family friendly. You know, it was very entertaining, and I just want to let everybody know, if you get a chance, I would go down there and check that out. Ticket prices are only $7. You know, you can't beat that anywhere to see some good quality wrestling. So I know they're going to get back with me before our next episode, hopefully, or the episode after that, and give me a full match list so we can give a good rundown and let everybody know who all is going to be there and what all is going on.
All I know is the monster Judas Kane's supposed to be there with the golden ticket.
Yeah, I think I seen he mentioned that Kobe Carmichael and his manager AJ Colley are going to be there as well.
Yeah, good wrestlers.
I think he even mentioned Dark Suede, you know, our personal friend.
So, but Dark Suede is going to be there?
I think I saw something that he might be there.
I think we need to show up just for that.
So, but other than that, I'm going to take it back to Dougie here and see what all we're going to talk about tonight.
Rumble. Well, guys, this is the Rumble show, so this is going to be nothing but Rumble talk. First of all, said last week that we do have a giveaway this week, the $20 Walmart gift card. Now, if you didn't tune in last week, the rules of this is I'm going to draw a number out of this bowl here in just a minute. Once I draw that number, all you have to do is put down who you think is going to come out at that number.
Simple.
You'll have until we go off air on this show to put your answer in. Now, if you get it right, you'll have a $20 gift card. So I'm going to go ahead and draw that number, get that out of the way.
Sample game.
And I got it here.
What we got?
Number 27.
What?
So you just put your guess down there. We'll be watching for it. We'll make sure we get it jotted down. And, you know, he could be a winner. But this is a Rumble show, but I just want to touch on one thing real quick. AEW had a show on Jericho's Cruise. That was an awesome show. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I don't want to touch much on it just because this is all about the Rumble. But I do want to say there was good matches. The best part of the whole thing for me was when Jericho came out and the crowd was singing to a song.
Judas,
yeah. And you could just see like how in awe he was. Like he didn't want to show it because he's playing that kind of heel character right now. But, man, just at one point, like towards the end, you could catch he kind of smiled with it. So. He enjoyed that, and that was a pretty cool moment for me. The rest of the show was just pretty, you know, basic AEW, can't go wrong. It was good.
New tag team champions.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the new tag team champions.
Well, Kenny Omega.
That's how much this Rumble's got me this week. I watched, like, I didn't make it through all of them, but I did watch 20 of the Rumbles. I made it through 20 of them.
That's close enough.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah.
You know, as far as AEW goes, I know we're not going to talk about it much more. I just want to put in there, I love the setup. Being on that boat like that, on the cruise ship on top, wind blowing.
Yeah, wind blowing.
You know, just the crowd. I know there probably wasn't 6,000 people in all on the cruise, but they were into it the whole time.
It's the small things, the little things that separate it, that give it a unique feel to it.
Yeah.
I love it. Great.
Like even Bill said this now, he just said it was chilling when everybody started singing. And it was. I mean, that just, when you watch that, that's at the epitome of, like, Jericho's just made it. Not even in wrestling. He's just like, he's a rock star, man.
He is, but then again, it was his cruise, too.
Yeah.
It was, but even that, he's got his own cruise.
I mean, what can you say?
What can you say?
Already looking to book my trip next year, February 1st, I believe, is when it starts. And, I mean, it's a
7-day
cruise. Yeah. You get music, wrestling, what else could you ask for? Plus and Paradise.
There was a Booker T was on the cruise.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of people.
I mean, it was...
Who knows who you'd run into just by being on there,
just being there.
So, there's and they have concerts,
I would rather do that than go to Mania.
If
I had a choice, I would rather do the cruise than Mania.
That's my number one bucket list goal, is go on that cruise now.
We've already got some people tuning in on the number pick.
Yep.
We've got Josh McCarty coming in with Roman Reigns at 27. My wife's coming in with Kofi Kingston at 27.
To my knowledge, 27 has had the most winners.
I can't.
I'm almost.
I'm going to go with you on that one because I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm 99% sure.
They posted, I seen a thing earlier. They WWE posted earlier today of all the numbers they haven't won. And I'm pretty sure 27 was up there. I think it had three or four winners on it when I saw it. Like, they had all the winners listed underneath it. But it was one. You know, I know Michaels come in at one and won it.
He won it at one end.
But there's a lot of random numbers that, you know, you thought would win. I know there was a lot of the mid-card, mid numbers.
Has 30 ever won? I don't think 30's ever won.
Triple H.
Did he win?
Yeah, Triple H came in at 30, I believe, that year. He beat Roman Reigns for the belt.
Beat Roman,
yep, so.
I didn't know.
So, that I don't know if that's the only time, but that's one time.
So, any number could win.
Yeah.
Rumor is it might be over 30. Is that what we're hearing?
That's another thing.
I've read multiple reports.
That's a rumor.
You know, I saw it last night, and I posted it on our page to see what kind of comments I get back from it. And everything I've read today is that I don't know at what point during the show, but Vince McMahon's supposed to come out and expand the field to 40. Which, honestly, I think, in my opinion, is a good idea. There's so much talent across the board in WWE, especially with NXT now being they're trying to make it a marquee brand, you know, giving them live television on Wednesday nights. And there's so much talent there. You have to make room for them, because if not, you don't have any surprise entrants. Mm-hmm. You know, 22 being announced, and then... Possibility, you say three
NXT, guy,
NXT
you know.
Guys mixed in with, I know Miz and Morrison hadn't been announced yet.
You're
looking at maybe two surprise entrants.
A lot of backlash for the 40, but I love the idea of them making it 40.
Nia Jax wasn't even in it last year, but she was in it.
Yeah,
you don't know.
You know, you're right. You see all these speculations, but you don't know what they're going
to
do.
The road to WrestleMania starts tonight.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I like the 40. I know one of my buddies. He was kind of sour about it last night. He's actually here with us. He's over in the corner. I won't mention any names, but he is a silent sponsor for us. I want to appreciate him for that. He came out of the blue with it, and that's a big deal for us, so I appreciate him.
Yeah. Truly appreciated.
But on the topic of that, I watched 20 Rumbles. I got to see some good Rumbles. You know, in this 20, I didn't watch a lot of the newer ones just because I already, you know, I remember those.
Right.
So the ones I watched was from like 88 all the way up until
first
like,
one.
The first one all the way up until like 20. Yeah. But I do want to say, like, my favorite one I've watched so far, it has to be 2002, is when who ended up winning that one? Was it Triple H won that one? No. Who won it?
Was 2002 when Cena got hurt?
No, it's when Triple H came back.
That went when back. Cena went over the top rope and blew his knee out?
Mm-mm. No, Cena wasn't in it yet.
It was four then, my bad.
Yep.
More people have been hurt during the Rumble than any match, period, in WWE. It's probably the most likely to get hurt match they have.
But yeah, because you got It's just like we used to talk about Arch Park when we played basketball, and there's this little court gym up there, upstairs. You know, it wasn't very big, but sometimes we'd have 20 people there to play. Yeah. So we'd split it up, you know, half court, and we'd play usually four or eight people on one side, eight people on the other side, four on four. Well, you had that much going on one floor, you wouldn't think it.
Yeah.
But it took a lot of the shock out of the floor. And we had more sprained ankles that way than we ever did. So you think putting at one time maybe 10 to 12 men in a ring, then, you know, there's almost a lot of room dangerous. For injury. Yeah.
Look at Vince McMahon. He blew both his legs out just trying to get in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a dangerous environment.
He's just a little old. But I just got some intel, and it was Triple H that won the 2002.
Okay, so I was right about that.
Royal Rumble.
I couldn't remember. Yeah, that's right. He beat Kurt Angle because he hit him with that little, like, knee thing he does.
When you watch 20 in one week, it kind of runs together, don't it?
Hey, it got a little, like,
that's a lot. That's a lot to take.
To be honest, like, I was taking rumble, so much dude. In, I had to stop. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of rumble.
I started getting a headache.
I personally had done the same thing you did. There for a long time with the network, you know, at night, when I was starting to get tired, the rumble was always, it is my favorite pay-per-view. I look forward to this every year.
Mine too.
And, I used to sit down at night before I go to bed, and I'd just get on the network and click on a year and watch, fast forward to the Rumble itself and just watch it. And just, it's amazing when you see how many people have been in so many different Rumbles, though. I mean, you look at, guys like, you know, Triple H, The Rock, HBK.
They've all been
They've been in Rumbles in different decades. Yeah. I mean, it's not just... And, the surprise entrance, though, that's the thing. Like, when you watch it live and you don't know what's going on.
I want to say something to Timmy Likens real quick. Timmy, it has to be pick number 27. Entrance number 27 has to be the one you pick, man. I know he put McIntyre for 15. So if he wants to, adjust that, you can, man.
I watched the first Rumble live on USA when it came out.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Yeah. First Rumble.
I never realized the second winner was John Studd.
Big John Studd,
yeah.
Used to be the big guy was your odds-on favorite to win a Rumble.
Yeah.
Because you would think, how are you going to get the big guy out?
Yep.
Yeah. Nowadays, they just all team up on them, try to get the biggest guy out That's first. Usually
they get all the 30-some years.
There's so many partnerships made up during a Rumble.
Yeah.
30-some years, they figured out how to get the big guy out quick.
Yeah. Well, I noticed, as I progressed through, the years, you could tell that,
the rules changed, too, didn't they?
Yeah, the rules changed. And, there was, so many stupid rules, back in the day. It was
different.
It's kind of hysterical, some of them were, to be honest. Because, there was one where somebody got eliminated, and they really got eliminated, but I guess it was a botch.
Yeah.
So they played off this rule and let them back in. I can't remember who it was, but it was one – it was literally one of the first three I watched, so it had to be.
The one where Vince blew his legs out, that was a botch ending, too.
Yeah, it was a botch.
That's the reason he come out, yeah.
One thing I want to talk about tonight, what exciting moment is Kofi Kingston going to do in the Rumble?
That's it. What can he do?
What
can he do?
He's done it all.
And if Morrison's in it, who's going to outshine the other? Because Morrison's done some amazing things in the Rumbles he's been in.
Wouldn't you like to see him do something together?
Yes.
Yeah, or at the same time.
Or at the same time.
What if both get eliminated at the same time and then all of them catwalking around the aprons and, flipping? And
What could Kofi do to top what he's already done? I mean, he's jumped from the barricade to the ring. He's walked on his hands. He's done – what can you do? He's
cartwheels and just lets one foot touch and then gets back in.
Big E's caught him one time.
Who knows? What can he do?
I mean, he's done it all. So you're right. Every year I'm thinking, they're – you know what I'm waiting for him to do? There's going to be a swerve one year where Kofi's just going to get eliminated.
Quick.
Everybody's going to be
there's not going to be anything.
That might happen this year. We don't know.
Yeah.
They're going to swerve. Right as soon as he gets in.
They've been building this up for about 10 years now. They're going
to swerve. I see the Women's Royal Rumble being exciting this year. It's time to let them,
to be honest,
shine.
Though,
it's time to give them something.
They haven't really, last year they really promoted it.
Becky.
Yeah, and gave it a lot of love this year.
Becky.
I've not seen much love for it.
Well, I mean, so, you're going to have Ronda come back? Shayna
Baszler? Well, yeah, I've just not seen them promote it, is what I'm saying. Like, usually, last year, they were really,
they're not even promoting Becky that much.
Yeah, I think last year was the big Women's Revolution. They main evented a lot of pay-per-views, main evented a lot of Raws, a lot of SmackDowns. This year...
Was it a one-off?
It's, you know, it's kind of looking that way. They've still let the women, you know, main event Raw and SmackDown, but as far as pay-per-views go, it's kind of going back towards the men doing it, and that, you know, that just might be...
You get the feeling Becky dropped the ball. She had a chance to run with the torch, and I just don't think that... I mean, I hate to say it. You know I'm a huge fan of Becky.
And right
Becky
now...
Lynch, I love her. I mean, she's not Tessa Blanchard, but she is what she is.
Yeah. She... Right now, she's probably the best woman on on WWE, I think.
Just as far as her mic skills. And I'm going to say that Shayna Baszler wins the Rumble, and she beats Becky at WrestleMania.
You know, that's not a bad guess there. I mean, I could see that happen, but I could also see Ronda coming back and trying to get her belt back. So could it come down to Ronda versus Baszler, the last two? MMA, former...
I would rather see Ronda and Baszler. I mean,
you know,
myself
with them two against each other, and it be kind of like controversial how it ends, and then both of them get put in, you know, triple threat main event.
Well, in my mind, the way Ronda lost at Mania was controversial, but they never really.
It was never explained.
No.
I just want to say something real quick. If you guys see us looking up a lot right now, it's because we do have the Rumble on the TV in front of us. So we're just catching clips of what's going on in the pre-show right now. So disregard that. Also, Ray, that's a good question. Titus could be the one to pull a Titus O'Neil, to be honest. They might do it just as a joke.
Slide under the ring.
Yeah, you know, trip and fall.
Hide under there.
I hope not.
I hope not, too, because I just don't like stuff like that. But
I'm not much on that.
I mean, I the first time was actually an accident.
Anytime you try to force something like that, it ain't no good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He came out, you know, at the Greatest Royal Rumble, and that was, you know, he tripped and fell.
Yeah,
it was made fun of for a long time. Now people just try to do it.
It's cringy after a while. You hear something like that, and it's not, you know.
If you guys got any questions, feel free to ask us, too, you know. We're here to answer any Rumble questions. You know, this is the Rumble pre-show, so we're talking about the Rumble the whole time.
Who you got to win it?
That's what I was getting ready to bring up, actually, who our winners are going to be, and... I hate to say it, but the odds-on favorite is Roman Reigns. Like, you know, you can't not say him, even though I don't want him to win it. But I got McIntyre to win.
And that's in my heart, McIntyre.
Mine too.
But
in my heart.
Yeah,
there's two names that I could see winning it, and that's – honestly, I could see them letting Brock win it.
That crossed my mind, too.
Roman Reigns is always out there because for some reason – they always want Roman there, headlining WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't sleep on the fact that they might let Brock run it from one. You know?
Hey, I wouldn't. I'm all right with that.
I would be fine with that, too.
Yeah, I like
Brock.
That
would be pretty cool, to be honest.
I mean,
but another dark horse that I have that could win it for me would be Aleister Black. He's a dark horse. But I don't think he will. He still hasn't got that type of pushed to him yet.
Yeah.
He's been winning a lot lately, but he still hasn't really, you know, he's faced Buddy Murphy for 2 months.
I'd like to see maybe Keith Lee.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I would like to see Keith
it's...
Lee maybe eliminate Brock.
Yeah, I'd like to see if McIntyre don't win it, I'd like to see him eliminate Brock.
I seen, you know, but a lot of things I read today, Brock we know is coming in at one.
Yeah.
I've read a lot of things today. Cain Velasquez is coming in at number two and is going to eliminate Brock within a minute.
To build up
their feud.
I seen somebody put
one and one, you know, WrestleMania, Cain versus Brock.
Somebody put a whole dirt sheet on there.
Here's what I'd heard, and this is what I like, and I think it would be the best decision they can make. They've got NXT going head-to-head with AEW, you know, back and forth. Let Keith Lee win the Rumble and let him pick Adam Cole to wrestle for the belt at Mania, to legitimize that NXT title. Let that main event WrestleMania.
That would be –
I would totally agree with that.
I've seen
that's
it on
where the
there.
Best wrestling
the only
is
reason at. I don't see him winning right – like, well, I guess it doesn't matter, but he's North American champion.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if he was going to win the Rumble, they wouldn't have put that belt on him.
You're probably right.
But, that's Teddy, I agree 100%. I'd love to see Matt Riddle eliminate Brock. Matt Riddle is probably one of my favorite NXT guys right now. The bros are weights. They're incredible. Yeah.
Except Matt Riddle's going to smoke you, bro.
I love Matt Riddle. He is awesome.
I do like
I don't love the gimmick that much, I'll be honest. But
is it a gimmick?
No.
Or is that just that dude?
That's just that dude, but you know, he's an awesome wrestler. Yeah. God, he can go in there.
Justin Maynard coming in here. Who would you guys like to see get a push for the WWE Championship that's maybe someone people don't expect?
Aleister Black. Everybody expects him, though, but that's who I think should get a push for it.
I mean, that's a good question.
That was a good question because there's so many. You know, like, there's so much talent right now. I'd have to really sit down and think about this for a second. Let's see.
I'm trying to think,
I don't know.
You know who, nobody would expect it, but John Morrison. He should have got that push, I think.
They've never used him right anyways.
I know.
I throw out a name, Dominic. What is it, you know?
Dominic.
I mean, got to throw a name out there. You know, they've been kind of pushing this whole Dominic Ray thing. When's, you know, he's
Eddie
supposed
Guerrero's
to.
Eddie Guerrero's boy.
Yeah, Eddie's boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the infamous.
I watched the special.
Eddie won that match. That's Eddie's kid, boys.
Legally, yes.
Did Eddie win that match?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
That was right after that.
Guerrero.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the name, you know.
Brock versus Dominic. WrestleMania.
Buddy, I don't know. Really, you know, Drew's the only one I think that would legitimately look like he could beat Brock.
Yeah.
With Drew, you know, they tried to push him before.
He was the chosen one once.
Yeah, injuries and stuff kind of held him down.
I think Aleister Black has that kind of potential too. Just because me and you've talked about this before, the deadly finisher, he's got the Black Mass.
Yeah.
He calls it. You know, that's a.
The look.
That's the one hit. And he's got the look,
yeah. Yeah, he's got
with the kicks, he's supposed to be known as the kick man, so he could take Brock off his legs with kicks.
Yeah. And he can put on such a good match.
Yeah.
Look at some of the stuff he done in NXT with it's great.
Teddy coming in with a percentage. Edge comes back tonight.
Well, I said it last week, and I'll say it again. I think he's going to be in the ring tonight. Somebody even mentioned, him and Christian, and Edge, Christian, and Randy Orton teaming up to face
chances of Edge,
AJ Styles, and the Club. Yeah. I thought that was kind of neat.
I'm gonna go 82%.
Really? I'm gonna give it 2 out of 5 vertebrae.
2 out of 5 vertebrae.
No, I'm gonna go 82%.
I'll give it 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of pictures circulating. We shared one.
Everybody's hating on it. I don't know why.
I don't see why. I mean, the guy's cleared by every doctor other than, at the time, WWE. Same thing with Daniel Bryan. Everybody's giving him a hard time about coming back, risking paralyzation. But look, Daniel Bryan's still doing it right now.
Shawn Michaels?
I mean,
look,
Kurt Angle wrestled
his business.
How many years with the neck issue? Broke it in the Olympics and wrestled his whole career with a bad neck.
Shawn Michaels had Stone major
Cold.
Back injury.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Cold. Everybody, you know. It's
like you said, it's his decision.
Who am I to say if he should wrestle or not?
Am I going to love it? Yes, I want him to wrestle tomorrow, but no. Justin Maynard said he likes Adam Cole as well. Adam Cole, he's a superstar.
Yeah.
Undisputed Era, they're awesome. I think he should be in the WWE. Or,
Walter
Raw,
went off on him last night, didn't he?
Do what?
Walter went off on him last night, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch that last night. Walter. I've not got a chance to yet.
He's
got
the meanest chop in the business right now.
But I heard that was a phenomenal pay-per-view.
Down the big top rope splash.
Did you guys watch it?
I watched that last match is the one I watched. And I'm telling you, when Walter chopped Adam Cole, I mean, I heard it at the house. From the UK over here in Blackburn.
I started watching Supernatural last night, so that took up my time.
I watched it too.
I started first season.
You done? You caught back up? First season of what?
I'm just on the third episode.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched it.
Hey, congratulations. Great show.
It is a great show.
The Bill Wrestling Club during the women's, I'm assuming the Rumble match, he feels like it might start up the Four Horsewomen versus the Four Horsewomen rivalry.
Man, well, I'm going to let you speak on that. Cause didn't you love the Four Horsewomen? I do.
What now?
The Four Horsewomen.
First, the Four Horsewomen.
Versus, oh, so yeah. It'd be like Charlotte, Becky, yeah.
Bailey,
yeah.
Sasha
yeah,
versus.
I do.
Versus
I do, Sam. But with, you know, honestly, God, wouldn't that have been so much better if you'd have had Tessa Blanchard, Charlotte, had a true Four Horsewomen?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. But
I don't see you got Ronda and Baszler and all of them, they're going to run through. I mean, Becky and Charlotte's all right, but
yeah.
Teddy asks who he thinks going to win the Women's Royal Rumble. Baszler, I guess, is
Baszler.
Shayna. That's who I've picked. And I'm pretty sure.
Santino Marella.
I said Ronda. I said Ronda the other day, so I'm thinking it's going to come down to Ronda versus Baszler.
I would like to see Ronda come back, and you know.
Yeah, I just had that feeling. Yeah. They've kept that kind of quiet. I think there's going to be more surprise comebacks in the women's role
exactly.
than the men's.
Yeah.
I seen something earlier. Molly Holly was.
We
spotted.
Already got Christian there, so yeah. Christian's there. Edge is there.
I seen Molly Holly was spotted in Houston.
Yeah. Captain Charisma's already spotted.
Yep.
Edge got
to
be there.
Edge has to be there.
Why? Yeah, his wife's there, too.
Yeah.
You know.
She's possibly going to be in it. Well, no, she just had a baby, didn't she?
Who knows? Edges.
Who knows? Vince put the baby in there.
Sonny's going to
no
be
difference.
In there. Say. Sable.
Surprise entrance.
I did see.
For the women?
I'm talking about in the men's surprise entrance. I seen a few names. I'm going to spit those out and let everybody tune in. We can read the comments and you all can spit in. I've seen Cena popped up today. That was the first time I've seen that. He tweeted out a picture of the Titantron with number 5, whether he's coming out with number 5 or not. But he popped his name in there. Nobody's really talked about him.
He's always trolling.
Booker T was a name I seen. Of course, Edge. One that kind of shocked me because I thought he would be AEW bound. Killer Cross was a name I seen, pop up as
they're
a possible. But I don't know why
they're promoting him on Major League Wrestling for a show next month. So
yeah,
but you know,
you also you mentioned earlier MVP.
Yeah,
that, I mean that is what it is. If he shows up, cool. But then,
do you think Taker makes an appearance tonight?
That's what I was going to say, Taker.
They said he was at the
he's from Texas, from that area.
Center.
He's from
they said
Houston,
he's been at the Performance Center for 2 weeks. And,
ain't that his hometown, Houston? Or right around there?
Parts unknown.
Justin Maynard did bring up a good topic here. He said he seen where Sting will wrestle at Saudi Arabia. I did see where they're bringing Sting back for
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Against Taker. I saw it earlier.
Yeah.
In Saudi Arabia.
That's what they announced. I imagine so. People
they're
were very upset
Saudi
about
Arabia.
It.
They're going to do Sting and Undertaker in Saudi Arabia.
And with that blood money, son.
I didn't want to bring that up just yet. But,
I wish you wouldn't have.
Well, Maynard brought it up.
I read about it, and everybody is – backlash is – people have been waiting on that for 20 words I can't use years at Mania.
Yeah.
And they're going to do it in
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. They're going to get Sting over there, and the plane's going to mess up again. They're just going to keep him.
We're just going to keep him. I don't know why
Saudi
they're going
Arabia.
Back there, to be honest.
I don't either.
Money That's, talks.
It's wow. really getting, like,
yeah.
annoying.
Vince rides on a different plane than the wrestlers.
Well, it's the blood money, but God.
God.
Everything that's went on, why would you keep going back? Oh, well.
I guess.
Let's talk about some other matches, though, on the card. How about that?
All right.
Who do we see... Bray versus Daniel Bryan, strap match. Who you have?
Well, Bray.
I don't care.
I see Bray leaving WrestleMania with the title.
I see no finish in that one and then going to.
I like your idea. You was talking about that.
Yeah, they're putting a strap on him, so Bray obviously can't get away.
Putting a strap on.
So, but, you know.
He said it. I didn't.
Hey, man. It's
no ear mines out. I'm talking about wrestling.
It's a strap-on match.
I thought it too when
so,
he said it. It is what it
you
is.
Know, they're putting, you know, for that type of match, I think the light goes out and both of them's gone.
Yeah.
No contest, go on to the next match. You know what I mean? It's just.
They're having a PG, rated PG strap match.
Yep.
What about Roman versus King Corbin? Who cares?
Right? Yeah, who cares? But Corbin. I want to say Corbin wins, maybe. You know, with some interference. But if not, the Usos might be involved in that one as well. Might be another no contest there. Usos, Roman, they're going to fight against, you know, Corbin.
Yeah, I mean,
and his little lackeys, you know, Robert Roode.
Somebody forget to lock the door?
No.
No, I locked it.
Roman's going to win, and that's just, that's it. Roman wins, and I don't think nobody cares.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Roman's going to win it, and nobody cares.
No.
What other match do we have?
I'm not going to care if they turn Roman heel.
Is there a tag match?
I don't think so. I was trying to look up there. I didn't know who won the Andrade. Did he retain? I missed it. You know, we had it up there, and I missed it.
Kevin's shaking his head.
Okay, Andrade retained.
He retained. If y'all could pick a legendary tag team, who would you pick, past or present?
To do what?
To do what, Cody? David said, remember your mothers may be watching.
I didn't go there. You did. That's your mom is watching, so you my mom's
it.
Not.
You said it first.
To do what? Tag team to do what?
I'm waiting for him to get back with us here. If he's just wanting us to pick a legendary tag team.
The Monkees.
The Monkees?
He doing that.
Why are you just...
Yeah, my dad would understand the Monkees.
Really? I see.
They never won a match as long as I ever known.
So that was a real tag team, though.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
They were two. They were two albino brothers.
Since we're gonna bring up tag team, as far as the match goes, I read a thing. You know, like Booker T is supposed to be in it.
The Harlem Heat.
That the Revival, one of them will eliminate Booker. I know WWE trademarked all of Harlem Heat stuff this past week. Trying to set up a Mania match between Harlem Heat and the Revival. You know, that I think that'd be a pretty good match. Stevie Ray looked like he was in pretty good shape when he got inducted in the Hall of Fame.
He ain't got to do much.
And they're in Houston.
That's what's good about
bringing... They're Harlem Heat, but they're from Houston, so it's kind of confusing, but...
That's what's good about bringing a tag team back. I mean, only if one of them's good to go, you can make it work.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure Booker could still go pretty well.
Yeah. Back to the tag team, I just want to say the Rock and Roll Express. I just don't want to let that hang like that.
He says, like, make our own tag team, like a free agent type deal.
Fantasy tag team?
Well, I got mine. They're already created.
Who?
Omega and Hangman.
Really?
I love them as tag team.
Let's see.
I'm
trying to think about that.
I'd like to say,
well, if we're going like mixed legendary
tag team, Omega and Tessa. Mixed tag team.
I can't go there.
We'll go Ronda and Baszler.
You're just trying to see people get hurt.
Hey, God, yeah. Women's tag belts. So.
That's violent.
That'd be like a. Could you imagine there was a tag team? In
how
the
could
MMA?
You? I mean, like
there is. Have you ever seen that like 5-on-5 thing they do?
Yeah, but that's over
in like some crazy country.
They didn't even know a camera was on them over there. They just fighting. They just fighting.
They really do have like 5-on-5 like teams. It's kind of cool, but I don't know. Legendary tag team.
The MMA prison rules.
The Rock and Jericho would be a pretty cool one. Think about the smack talk with that one.
I don't think there's enough mic to go
around. Yeah, there's not enough mic to go around with that one.
I don't know.
But I don't
like,
know.
Let's say Austin, HBK.
The Ultimate Warrior and Macho Man.
Team champs at one time.
That's a good point, Ray. The Hogan and Macho Man, that was a pretty legendary tag team. As far as just like...
The Mega Powers?
Yeah.
They were over like unbelievable, yeah.
And, you know, they were just both... They're legends, you know.
Yeah, Randy might be one of the most underrated wrestlers ever. Yeah.
Ray said the Ultimate Warrior and Macho Man.
They were a tag team. That's another good one.
Yeah. Mega Maniacs.
Yep,
Kevin coming in with the Mega Maniacs.
I like it when Kevin comes in.
They had that promo.
He's got knowledge.
Kevin's got knowledge.
Cream of the crop.
I like
that.
Do you remember interviews, Kevin? How out there the interviews were?
Well, I've seen some not too long
the
ago.
Warrior and Macho together was some of the best interviews.
Yeah.
Because it went
A buddy
crazy.
Of mine, or a boy we know, Justin Spears, not too long ago, or it might have been a year ago or so, he posted a video of one of their promos.
Yeah.
So it got me going and searching them.
Yeah.
There are some.
The Ultimate Warriors promo he cut on Hogan before WrestleMania 6 is one of the best promos ever. And you don't have any idea what he's saying.
Beer money would be great in NWA. Beer money would be great everywhere. That's actually Jason's like all-time favorite tag team. So
Lance Storm.
Just tune in next week, the Ville Wrestling Club, and I'll have my WWBD shirt for you.
James Storm.
I got it laid out at the house.
James Storm is tag champion in
NWA.
With Eli Drake.
Sure is.
Should be rude. But.
Their finishing move, driving while investing. It's the only way to go.
They were a dominant tag team. He knows he knows everything about them.
I was beer money.
Yeah, he's a TNA guy.
Yeah, I was a big TNA guy.
Six-sided ring, man.
Ray, we talked about that at the beginning of the show, Bubby. But the entrance was insane.
Yeah,
we'll go back to it.
Smack talk Ray. He's a top fan.
Yeah.
Well, what's he want to
talk? He didn't watch from the beginning.
What's he want to talk about?
He's wanting to talk about Jericho's entrance on the cruise.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Ray coming in. He still has his, too. We got matching T-shirts back in the day.
Yeah, Ray still has his T-shirt. That's hilarious. They were like they're probably the hottest tag team. They're going there
still
for
could
a while.
Some stuff where WWE wanted to bring them back together because obviously they're not going to do anything with Robert Roode any otherwise. I mean, it's just
no. What's he doing now? Is he with King Corbin?
He's pouring dog food on Roman.
Why do they push Corbin for?
Vince loves him, from what I've read.
That's
for some reason, he thinks he can be one of the top heels in the business.
Sean Burgett says, "What's up, boys?"
He's just being stubborn with that one.
You know, like me and you've talked about before, you got two different kinds of heat. You got, when it comes to being a heel, you got the good heel heat, which nowadays is mostly people cheering because people love the heel. Mm-hmm. Or you got Baron Corbin type heat, people boo just because they hate Baron Corbin.
Go away heat.
Yeah, go away heat. Roman Reigns heat.
go away heat.
The man did get a city named after him.
Sean asks
here.
What he's
only
missed.
In Kentucky.
Sean, if you want to know, you still got time. We did draw for the $20 Walmart gift card. The number is 27. So all you got to do is pick who you think is going to be 27.
Easy.
And if you get it right, you get a $20 gift card. Easy as that.
Dark suede.
Dark suede. That you about choked me. What was it you said about dark suede the other night? I don't know. I can't believe we even talk about this guy. But
I don't know. Who is
I put all of our sponsorship money on Dark Suede to win the Rumble tonight. So we can
that's what it was.
You think he's going
to
win?
We were talking about who's going to win. You said, I put all of our sponsorship money on Dark Suede to win.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's a good guess by Sean, R-Truth.
That is good.
I could save him to the end and kind of make it interesting.
I love R-Truth. That's another one needs title. Needs
R-Truth.
You remember who? I don't know who it was earlier mentioned people who need a title.
R-Truth needs a permanent title.
That dude has been like
he's great,
and he's just been a pioneer. Like he don't care. He'll do anything.
Yeah, he's just he's over beyond over.
I remember when he's in TNA. When he was K-Quick. He was awesome.
Was a former
Killing.
Ron's Killing.
I mean, he was two-time actually. I mean, K-Quick, that was when he was with Road Dogg over there. They had their little tag team together, you know, TNA.
Everything he does is gold.
He's 33-time 24/7 champ.
Yeah.
He is.
Ray says Finn Balor at 27. We're going to have to write all these down so we don't have to scroll back down after this.
Thank God the comments don't go away.
Finn Balor.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the guy that, Finn Balor. So good.
Somebody mentioned I was talking to a guy at church, and he mentioned Finn Balor versus The Fiend at WrestleMania would be an awesome match. But as the Demon.
Demon versus The Fiend.
I mean, I think it could happen down the line, but I don't think it's going to happen this quick.
Yeah, that is good.
But it will.
I think it needs
to
happen.
Joe, it's going to happen.
Sooner than later, because I got a feeling if Roman wins tonight, they're going to kill that Fiend character out at letting Roman beat him.
No, they will not. They cannot. If they do, they're just ruining everything.
It's Vince McMahon.
The Fiend is going to, Fiend will beat Roman at Mania, I'm telling you. He's going to turn Roman like he does everybody else, and finally we'll get a heel Roman. It might be all right. I don't know.
I don't know if any of y'all know. Roman used to be heel when he first came in NXT by himself. Used to wear a suit, hair up in the bun.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually kind of liked him back then when I was watching NXT because that's the character he played. And he
I liked
put off
him
a good
when he
feel to it.
First came into with the Shield.
because he didn't have to talk, and they weren't trying to push him to be. He was just a tag champion, and you know, Dean was kind of the main guy in that one. They let him be, you know, U.S. champ, and Rollins and Roman were tag champs. So,
I'd like to see him do something else with the Rumble. I mean,
so are we allowed to do? Are we allowed to guess here?
I'm gonna guess.
Guess what? Who comes out 27?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know.
No,
it's not like we got any intel with the.
I'm gonna say Edge. I'm going to
Edge. Edge at 27.
Yep.
27. I guess I already gave mine. I'm gonna lose.
Who was yours?
I said Dark Suede.
Dude,
so I just see. Dark I'm going to say maybe a returning. I'm going to say a returning Xavier
Dark
Woods.
Suede.
Yeah, he's going to hate us.
How about
us
that?
He might be in Houston.
Xavier Woods.
Suede could be getting ready to come out.
A returning Xavier Woods.
At 27.
At his knee, from his knee injury.
Sean, I couldn't agree more. That would just be the perfect heel gimmick for him if you're talking about Roman.
What?
Hollywood Rock. He just said, or buddy Sean said that, I guess if Roman was a turn heel, he needs to do a variation of the Hollywood Rock. Remember when
Rock changed his music up?
That was the best rock version.
That was an awesome rock version.
That's when he wore the black leather outfit. That was the best rock
had
version.
Had the black vest.
Smile head.
Yeah.
Best rock version.
Just got that fresh new tattoo.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, he was just cool.
So I agree with Sean on that one. That would be an awesome gimmick for Roman Reigns. That would have been the big dog is just so corny. I think that's half the problem here.
I'm going to say John Morrison at 27.
Okay.
That's a good pick.
I haven't really, from the comments I've saw, I've not seen anybody pick the same person.
No.
The ones I've seen come through, I've not seen the same ones. I think there might have been a two McIntyre.
I don't want to spoil it, but don't pick Brock. He won't be at 27.
Yeah, don't pick Brock.
I got a
feeling he's at
one.
No.
He's at one. Well, they're actually counting down the Rumble on here. We got 3 minutes until the actual show starts. I don't know what the first match is. But
what time are we coming back on for our second one?
Right before the men's Rumble starts. I don't know exactly the time of that, but I would say it should be the last match.
10 o'clock.
Give us a guesstimation.
From the match card, I saw it's the last one.
About 9:45.
Yeah,
9:45.
Guesstimation.
Between 9:45 and 10 o'clock, we should be back on. Because it should be the last match. I would imagine it is. But we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we hope you guys enjoy the Rumble. This wasn't the longest episode ever, but we had, we had a little technical problems at the beginning. But
we're coming back.
We'll be back, though. We're going to enjoy some grub here, and we're going to watch the Rumble with some buddies. And we'll be back from the men's, though, and hopefully we can get Teddy over here. I don't think he's going to do it with us, but I'm going to try to get him over here.
He's welcome to.
I know.
Everybody's welcome except for Dark Suede.
I just want to thank Elite Heating and Cooling one more time for our sponsorship.
This guy really going to hate us.
That's what I said.
We're just doing it as a joke, but because he called us out.
Who is?
Dark Suede.
As a joke?
No, I said he's going to hate us.
He is a joke.
We're just joking with him.
I thought we were serious. I don't know.
He was giving us down the road while we were down there a couple weeks ago, but we're just doing it as a joke.
I thought we were shooting on him. He seemed like a shoot to me. I didn't know we was doing.
Sean says it's.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. But anyways,
Roman said he's or Sean says he thinks it's Roman and Corbin first match. So, anyways, I just want to thank our sponsor one more time, Elite Heating and Cooling. If you need any HVAC needs, hit these guys up. You know, they're all great guys. We know them personally. You know,
yeah, great guys.
So we highly recommend them.
I mean, they work on our stuff here where we work every day.
That's what I said at the beginning of the show. You know, they're here a lot working on our stuff. But give those guys a chat or a call if you need any needs. I know we've had some weird weather lately, and so you probably had to barely use your heat, but. You know, there's still time for some cold weather, so
oh, it's
never
coming.
Know.
Yeah, cold weather's coming. Believe
it. It will be here. February's seemed like the month now. That's
just as sure as Dark Suede's getting beat. It's coming.
I'm going to we're going to have a match with Dark Suede. I feel like when this is all said and done, we're going to be involved in a BCW match.
Three on one handicap match against Dark Suede.
I'll just take him on one-on-one. You guys be my manager.
That's fine.
Well, I'll give another shout-out to our other two sponsors, yeah, High Tech Signs and Graphics and Pig and Poke here in Prestonsburg. Without them, you know, they produce us with these nice jackets, banners.
Everything.
You know, everything, location to do it.
Yes, sir.
You know, and everything. And producer Kevin. You know, without
him. Thank you, Kevin.
We couldn't do any of this stuff.
No. Without Kevin, Rick Hughes.
So, you know, but other than that, I'll kick it back to Dustin Dougie Campbell Hill for the final sign-off, and then we'll get ready to watch the Rumble.
Kick it back.
You've been booked, and I'm going to watch the Rumble.
Yep, check you later.